USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Trump showed his support for his Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh, while speaking to supporters in Springfield, Missouri Friday night, despite past accusations of sexual assault.
He was born. You talk about central casting. He was born. They were saying it 10 years ago about him. He was born for the U.S. Supreme Court. He was born for it.
Christine Blasey Ford, who claims Kavanaugh assaulted her in high school, wants more time to work out terms of her appearance before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week. According to her lawyer, she's received death threats. The president also reacting Friday night in Springfield to news his deputy attorney general may have discussed trying to remove him from office.
But there's a lingering stench, and we're going to get rid of that, too.
Mr. Trump says the Justice Department has some great people and some bad ones, too. Some analysts say Trump won't fire anybody until he finds out whether Republicans keep control of Congress. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
Police in Northern California say they've nabbed the so-called NorCal rapist. 58-year-old Roy Waller worked as a safety specialist at the University of California, Berkeley for 25 years. He's accused of raping at least 10 women in six Northern California counties between 1991 and 2006. Nicole Ernest Pate says she was an early victim raped in her home in 1991.
I don't normally cry a lot about this, but I've been waiting a long time.
She says she was raped at gunpoint. She plans to be in the Sacramento courtroom Monday when Waller is arraigned. U.S. health officials report the burden of Alzheimer's disease and the related dementias will double by 2060. John Clements reports.
That burden is expected to grow by almost 14 million, meaning by the year 2060, it will impact 417 million people. Hispanic Americans will have the largest projected increase due to population growth, although because of the relative size of the population, non-Hispanic whites will have the largest total number of Alzheimer's cases.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With the midterm elections coming in 6 weeks, some close races are churning out heated debates. USA's Wendy King has details in one in Texas.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz took on his Democratic challenger Beto O'Rourke in the feisty debate. The candidates debated O'Rourke's recent support for protesting the national anthem.
Standing up not just for your rights, but everyone's rights in this country, there's nothing more American than that.
Everyone has a right to protest. You have a right to speak. But you could speak in a way that doesn't disrespect the flag, that doesn't disrespect the national anthem.
O'Rourke reminded the audience repeatedly that he's visited all 254 counties in Texas, while Cruz said representing the state is more about looking out for the best interests of Texans. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Prosecutors have expanded their investigation into alleged rape by California surgeon Grant Robichaud and his girlfriend, and are looking into alleged crimes that could have occurred over the last 20 years. Robichaud's attorney, Philip Cohen, says no one should think the doctor was targeting his patients.
All I can tell you is there is absolutely no allegation and no information or evidence that we have seen.
Investigators say Robichaud and his girlfriend used dating apps to meet women at bars, drugged them, and took them to Robichaud's apartment where they were raped. District Attorney Tony Rakaka says the crimes aren't limited to Newport Beach. Prosecutors say the two suspects used their good looks to charm the victims. Both will be arraigned on October 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.